Good morning. Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 25. It's a short section. 2 Chronicles chapter 25. Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem, and he did right in the sight of the Lord, yet not with a whole heart. Now it came about as soon as the kingdom was firmly in his grasp that he killed his servants who had slain his father, the king. However, he did not put their children to death, but did just as written in the law of the book of Moses, which the Lord commanded, saying, Fathers shall not be put to death for sons, nor sons be put to death for fathers, but each shall be put to death for his own sin. Amen. We'll read verse 2 again. And he did right in the sight of the Lord, yet not with a whole heart. So we're kind of continuing on in, this time it's kind of been more just reflections and just getting some examples of my major premise on Sunday, which is, you know, throughout the Bible, God has always been primarily interested in the heart. That the heart, and you know, we talked about blessed are the pure in heart. The heart representing your person, a little more than your personality, but who you are. This is the essence of who you are. And it's your obedience, it's your will, it's your thinking, it's your seat of your emotions. It's all those things that are combined together. And he says here, and this is probably, to me, honestly, I read this verse when I first went into ministry. And I remember I was doing my quiet time. Years and years and years ago. I'm not saying we should celebrate or anything. I'm not going to celebrate. But this month, November 2013, is actually 20 years of ministry. I became a youth pastor, I think it was the second Sunday in November 1993. That was a long time ago. I think you guys were all born. This is not the young crowd, so you guys were all around. Maybe you're in diapers then, I don't know. And during those early years, that time, it was actually this verse that always would ring very, very loud and clear to me. When I would pray, God would always remind me about this verse. When I would worship, whenever I was doing things, it came over and over and over again. And it was really the primacy of our heart. But not just our heart, but really talking about the fullness of our heart. I consider this to be, could very well be one of the most tragic verses in all of the Bible. Can you imagine if it was said about us? He did right in the sight of the Lord, but yet not with a whole heart. Your whole life is summed up in that way. Can you imagine that? You come to this place and, you know, oh, it's good. You know, I'll pick on Hyunsu. Hyunsu, he did right in the sight of the Lord, but not with the whole heart. Thaddeus did right. He was a good guy. That's basically what it's saying. But yet, he didn't give his best. He didn't give God his all. And this is a really, really tragic, tragic assessment of someone's life. He went up to this level. He did this much. But actually, much more was required. But, you know, and some of us, we put ourselves off the hook. Well, at least I did this much. See, with God, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We have deceived ourselves just thinking, well, at least I showed up to EMP. You know, at least I came to church. At least I'm doing something. But yet, we know deep inside when we're giving our best, when we're giving our all versus when we're going through the motions, or when we're doing because of obligation, or we're doing because we might get in trouble. And I'm not just talking about church, and I'm talking about life in general, right? I mean, marriage. I mean, you want to talk about unhappy marriage or whatnot. It's a husband and wife that are just getting by, that are just doing the bare minimum or whatnot. And there's not that passion for one another. And, you know, he came home for dinner on time. You know, he came home from work at the right time and all these things, but yet not with the whole heart. And that's really what makes marriage beautiful. That's what makes life worth living and the quality of life in these things, because there's a fullness in how we do things. Now, you know, we think, well, you know, PSAM, if I do everything with my whole heart, aren't I going to get really tired? Yeah. But what's the alternative? You know what I mean? I mean, think about it. What's the alternative? Relate that to work. You know, relate it to relationships. You know, relate it to church. I mean, let's talk about church for a moment. I talked on Sunday a bit. You know, you're here. You're a part of Solomon's Porch. You're here, but you're not here. You're present in body, but you're absent in mind, in will, in emotions. That's a problem. I mean, that's a huge problem. Because then the church as the body is not operating the way it should be, or your contribution to the body is not operating as it should be, because it's not with the whole heart. Right? This has always been God's case, yet not with the whole heart. This person did everything right. This person, he did right in the sight of the Lord, but he didn't give God his best. You know, a whole heart, like we talked about on Sunday, the idea of pure, it's the same thing. That's basically what he's saying. He didn't offer God a pure heart. His heart was not singular. It was not single-minded. It was divided. Half his heart was with the kingdom. And if you read later on, the other half of his heart was about revenge. You know, his dad was killed by some of his servants. And as soon as he found the right time, he made sure that they were killed. So half his heart was with the kingdom and God and all these things. But the other half, he had an agenda, and he wanted to get rid of his father's enemies. And then, you know, all other kinds of drama happens later on. And, you know, interesting enough, if you read Amaziah's life, he gets killed by his own men later on. That's his demise. It's kind of like the sins of the father continue to go forward because he didn't come to that place of forgiveness. I mean, that's a whole other message, a whole other time. But coming back to this, would it be tragic? I mean, let's say you end up leaving Hong Kong, or you go off to another place, and then it says, man, you know, this person, he did right while he was in Hong Kong, but yet not with his whole heart. All right, it goes to what we talked about before. You know, prosper where you're planted. You know, wherever it's got planted, no matter how temporary it is, how long it is, you prosper where you're planted. You know, give God your best. Give God your all. Give God single-eyed devotion. Let it be a pure heart that we offer to God, not something that's fragmented. God's not pleased with a divided heart. He's not pleased with a heart that wavers left and right all the time. He wants single-eyed devotion and single-eyed purpose. And when God has that, man, God can do amazing things through your life. There is no limitation of what God is able to do when we offer him that single-eyed devotion. You know, my prayer for myself, my prayer for all of you, my prayer for our church this morning is that, yes, we would do right in the sight of the Lord. Now, that's non-negotiable, that's given. But also, we would offer him our whole heart, would be pure in heart before God. Amen? Let's close our eyes. And as we sing, let's just meditate on that. Let me ask you some questions. Are you giving God your everything? Single-eyed devotion. Or are you just going through the motions? Related to your relationships? Maybe you're married or you have a significant other. Are you giving that person your best? Or to your kids? At work, are you giving your best to your company? At church, are you just going through the motions? Or are you giving God your best in related to the body of Christ? And obviously to the Lord. Are you just getting by with bare minimum? Or half effort? Let's start today by giving God our whole heart.
Here I am once again. I pour out my heart, for I know that you hear every cry. You are listening, no matter what state my heart is in. You are faithful to answer with words that are true and a hope that is real. As I feel your touch, you bring a freedom to all that's within, in the safety of this place. I'm longing to pour out my heart, to say that I love you. Pour out my heart, to say that I need you. Pour out my heart, to say my heart.
Do that this morning, huh? Let's pour out our hearts before God. And let's ask Him, what are those things? Why am I being held back? Why am I unable to give God my whole heart? Maybe you're disappointed at God about something. Maybe if it's in relation to a relationship, maybe there's an issue with that person. Maybe when it comes to church, maybe there's some distrust that's there. God knows. You may know yourself. But let's really go before the Lord. Give Him our whole heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Let's pray today. Let's go to our community prayer focus and let's pray for our friends that are battling cancer. Let's pray for those in chemotherapy and looking for transplants. Let's ask Holy Spirit to just release His healing word, and the Comforter would come and comfort all the family members, everyone that's involved in this disease. Let's touch, let's pray. Let's pray for our community that is sick but also need a relationship with Jesus. Let's pray even as they're sleeping, dreaming, awake, let's pray that Jesus would reveal Himself to them in a powerful way where there can be no doubt that He's real. Maybe part of that is through healing. Whatever the case may be, let's pray for their relationship with God to be solidified. Let's pray and lift up. Let's pray for those that are ill with non-cancer related illnesses. Let's pray that Holy Spirit would really touch them and would bring healing word or recovery to their bodies. Let's lift up. Pray for our friends that are looking for work. Let's pray that the Lord would open the doors and God would provide all their needs. This time where they have time, that they would spend their time wisely as well. Let's lift up. Our mission prayer focus this morning. Let's pray for Indonesia. Let's pray for Pastor Salamat, the Febe ministry, all of their things are going on here in Hong Kong and Meifu as well. Let's pray for the church in Kupang that we've been going to. Let's also lift up Singapore. Let's pray for the church plant. And next Sunday, the 17th, is our first soft launch service. And let's pray for really an amazing time where God would show up and people really get a sense of God's calling and His mission in their lives. Let's pray. Pray for the education ministries. Pray for Noah's Ark, the SP Youth, and SPU. Let's pray for God's hand among the leaders, all the volunteers, all the students, that that the church would be faithful in raising up the next generation. Let's pray for them. Pray for our families and marriages. Let's pray for God's love to really infiltrate every family, every marriage. If there is any brokenness in the marriage bond, pray for healing, unity. I ask God to protect all the families, especially in the area of time. It's probably one of the rarest commodities that we have, that parents will be able to spend time with their kids. There will be a good work-life balance in their lives. And let's just really lift up and just cover these families and marriages. Let's cover our weekend before the Lord. Let's pray for our three house churches, Bel Air, Robinson Family, and McDaddy today. Let's pray for our two worship services tomorrow. Let's pray that Holy Spirit would continue to move upon us. Blessed are the peacemakers. Pray for our hospitality, Noah's Ark, SP Youth. Pray for the outreaches, Agape, that's happening. Pray for EG class that's going on today. And all the meetings that are going on, teachers' meetings, staff meetings. Let's really pray for Holy Spirit to just lead and guide all of our activities and our gatherings throughout this weekend. That really the goal is that people would fall in love with God and always continually give God the best, the fullness of our hearts. Let's just cover this weekend. Father, we thank you, God. We bless you this morning. We thank you for the word. It's a very somber warning and analysis, God. Lord, we don't want to just do the bare minimum. We don't want to just get by. We don't want to just do because we feel obligated to. Lord, we want to give you our whole hearts. Lord, let that not be said about any of us, God. Or that we did right in the sight of the Lord, but yet not with our whole heart. God, this morning, throughout this time, we want to give you the fullness of our heart, single-eyed devotion to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you, God. Lord, wherever there's fragmentation, Holy Spirit, we ask you to speak to us. Bring us to our knees in repentance, God, and turn us, God, towards you. We thank you, Father. Watch over us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless you guys. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time, and we'll see you guys tomorrow for our Sabbath service.